This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femenino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, so Odyssey.com Rewind, you missed anything. We've done damn near 2 hours on the Bregman stuff. We'll get back to it a little later. We're both relieved. Six at 170, you don't want it? Good. See you later. We are going to do something, though, that borders on absurd. So we have done nothing but make fun of the NHL because it's just a poverty league. The idea that the NFL finishes and now you could put your teams in the spotlight for a little bit here, and you say, no, we're just going to quit playing to do a welfare tournament that no one cares about. It's four nations. Russia's not a part of it. That would be the only interesting thing because everybody can't stand them at this point. And you didn't name the trophy. So this plan was hatched without my consent. Now, with that, Kenny, do you want to explain what we're doing here? Evan Jenkins has joined us. He just popped another gummy.
So David, would you do me a favor and hit the music, please?
I'm Ron Barr for EA Sports.
This is a game I like to call Four Nations or Foreign Diplomat. I will give each of you two names, and you will tell me which is a player in the Four Nations and which is a foreign diplomat. Does everybody understand the rule?
Yeah, but there's one thing, Mike. If you know way more about hockey than the other three of us sitting in this room, so okay. If you do know the player, just remove yourself.
Mike, you will know several of these names. I'm okay. Sure you will.
I don't get to jump in and steal points.
Yeah, nope. Don't muddy the waters for us non-league veterans.
It's the best players in each of the four nations, so you're going to know a couple of them. You are the hockey elite, after all. Or did we take the card away from you?
It's on a temporary basis. All right, let's go.
All right.
Ray Ferraro.
One is a Swedish diplomat. One plays for Team Sweden.
Okay. Whose is this?
Whose is what?
Who gets?
I think it's a group thing.
Yeah, you all can guess your guesses, well, and I'll tell you who's right.
Then David has to look at us because we don't have buzzers. We got to what? Raise our hand?
Well, David's a part of this as well.
Oh, yeah,
like who said it. You can just lock in whoever you like.
All right, let's go.
So we can, go ahead.
All right, name number one, Anders Arvidsson. Name number two, Victor Arvidsson.
No.
Oh, come on.
Are you sure it's not a hard on with the Anders?
Yeah, it's Anders Arvidsson. Or Victor Arvidsson, which is the diplomat.
Such hockey names.
Which is the player for Team Sweden.
Is this such a sad commentary on this sport that we're doing this?
It sounds the same.
This is like the one year we did jockey or foreign diplomat.
Yeah.
All right. You locked in?
I'm going to say the hard on, Anders.
I'm going to say Anders as well.
I'm going to say Victor is the NHL player.
Do you know?
I'm just going Anders.
No.
No.
It is Victor Arvidsson.
Yeah!
Anders Arvidsson is a Swedish diplomat.
I'm a big fan of his. I love his policy work.
Know.
All right, let's go.
Victor.
All right. Brent Carlson or Leo Carlson?
Oh, come on.
Ooh, I think I actually know this one.
Go ahead.
I think it's Leo Carlson, and I think he plays for Ottawa.
It's because my rest in peace, my old dog Leo. I'm in.
I like Leo.
He was good, man.
He was.
Give me the other name.
Brent.
Brent.
I already got one right. I'll go Brent.
Brent Carlson is an assistant secretary general of the United Nations.
Wait, where does Leo play? Does he play for Ottawa?
He did. He plays for the Ducks now.
Oh.
You know, I'm sorry you missed that transaction. Guess you weren't signed on to X when that took place.
He must have been on my video game a couple years ago with Ottawa.
We're all off the schneid.
There we go.
So this is good. Hey, wait. Play loose. Skate to where the puck's going. Kenny, not where it is.
You should petition to have this show on your NHL network.
I think it'd be better than what they normally have.
This isn't far off from that welfare crap.
I've got a couple jerseys that we can hang behind us like they do.
Their programming is A+.
Does anyone have Kevin Weeks' life vest?
Sideways Kevin Weeks for some reason.
Noted New York Islander goalie, Kevin Weeks. All right, go ahead.
Next one. Sven Olof Pettersson or Elias Pettersson?
I'm locked in.
Mike knows the answer. All right.
I like Olof. I don't know. I just like the name.
No, I'm not allowed to say it, though, am I? Because this is easy.
You can say it at the end.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go with you. I like Olof.
Olof's like the middle name, right?
I love Olof. I'm going with Olof.
Elias. He's one of the Pettersson twins.
Yep.
Oh, I should have known them.
Sven Olof is a Swedish ambassador to the European Union.
And he does a hell of a job. But Canucks, right, Pettersson?
I feel so stupid because you've mentioned this guy before.
Who, Olof or the twins?
Pettersson.
Oh, yeah.
All right, next one.
Classic Olof.
What about the Sedin twins?
Yeah.
Didn't know Kenny was into Swedish politics.
I know.
Very much so. I'm very well averse in Swedish politics. Yeah. All right.
Are they pro hot dog roller?
Yes. Very much so.
Yes. That's why he likes them.
That's right. All right. Gabriel Gustafsson or Philip Gustafsson?
Oh, how spell Philip for me.
F-I-L-I-P.
Well, that's
can you use it in a sentence?
Just screams hockey to me.
Go ahead, boys.
I'm going NHLer.
Philip?
Yeah. Are any of these guys not in the league? Like, they're like just...
Oh, these are all guys in the league.
Okay. I don't know if they took their nationals.
Gabriel Gustafsson or Philip Gustafsson?
Gabe or Phil?
I'm going to go Gabe.
You're going Gabe
he
Gustafsson?
He sounds like a politician, so I got to go with Philip.
Oh, I got to stay out of this because I know this.
No, we've all answered.
Well, we've all answered, so you can. Philip's a hockey player. I know that.
Yeah, he's a Swedish goalie that plays for the Wild.
Yeah, dude, any Philip with a
who's the other
F.
cat? What is he, the ombudsman or what?
The only thing I could find in his bio is Swedish diplomat, so he's a Swedish diplomat.
Driver of a diplomat.
Are we gonna get any of the other nations, or is this just all in the fjords of Sweden here?
Well, if I told you a Canadian name, you'd probably guess it right away.
Oh, yeah.
He would, not us.
That's why it's fun for me, is I get to watch you guys twist in the wind.
That's fair, and you're right. I get to just sit here, and then I just tell you, hey, this is the one. I like this.
I'll give you the easiest one that we got here. This is a layup, I promise.
I will stay out of this.
Yes. We got Paavo Rantanen and Mikko Rantanen.
Oh, I know this one. Yeah. I know this one.
It's Mikko.
Yeah, it's Mikko.
Mikko.
But I really wanted the first guy. What was his name?
Paavo.
What does Paavo do?
He is a Finnish foreign ministry official, whatever that means.
We should call up Paavo.
Yeah. What, Paavo?
Paavo, what are you up to, buddy?
Paavo! How your mama knew?
All right.
Paavo probably does some sketchy stuff.
We got Jacob Sanderson and Robert Sanderson.
Oh, there's no way there's a Robert Sanderson in the NHL. Bob Sanderson?
Robert?
I'm going with the first guy. I don't even know what his name was.
Robert is...
There's no Bobs in the NHL. Are there any Bobs in the NHL? Like players?
Mm. He's going to say this guy is.
Yeah, there is now. No.
Sebastian Aho or Sebastian Aho?
There is two Sebastian Ahos.
And the answer is both.
Yes. They both play for
different
teams.
Was I right?
Yeah, you're right. You got it.
All right.
I don't think there's one Bob in the NHL.
Really? Yeah, but that's the same thing. Like a name like nobody goes by Bob. Like nobody goes by Dick.
People are still called Robert and Bob these days.
No, it's like Dick Trickle was the last famous Dick. There's no like nobody in hockey's Dick Smitherman.
Yeah, but you can't compare Robert to Dick.
I kind of think you can.
Richard and Robert are not
the
same name.
No one's a Bob. Name a famous Bob in the NFL, NHL, NBA. No one's a Bob.
Bojo.
Yes.
No, he's 1,000. I'm saying an athlete.
Bob Sanders? Wasn't that his name?
That was 20 years ago. The safety from Iowa?
Yes.
Just keep going.
All right. Here, let's see if you get fooled by this one again.
What other names don't exist anymore? 248.
We have Carl Olaf Anderson, hyphenated. Another Olaf. For
another
you.
One?
Or Rasmus Anderson.
Huh.
We can't be fooled by the Olaf again, can we?
That pesky Olaf.
I mean, Rasmus screams hockey.
Correct.
Like, if you name your kid Rasmus, he's going to play
Kenny,
hockey.
There's no Jalen's in hockey?
Yeah. More Bobs or Jalen's?
Jarius.
There's a Giovanni with a G.
A guy for Sweden named Legarius? What a life story that would be.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody's got some serious questions.
Thank you.
Are you going Olaf or are you going...
I forgot there was a name. I'm going with Rasmussen or Rasmus or...
You got it. It's Rasmus. This game is ridiculous.
Thanksgiving.
Okay, continue.
All right, last one I got here. Gunther Ottinger or Jacob Ottinger?
I just want it to be Gunther. It's such a powerful name.
Gotta be Jacob, though.
There's more Gunthers in the NHL than Bobs.
Right. The Gunther does sound powerful.
It does, but that could be a power of position in the
Mike, you know this one?
No.
The world
this
of politics.
One I'm out on.
Well, I'm going Jacob.
I'm going Gunther.
Actually, no. Time out. I think he might be right on this.
Really?
Place for the David? Whalers?
I'll go along with Chris Jason Mazzotti.
I'll go Jacob.
Jacob is a U.S. goalie that plays for Dallas.
Got it. All right, good deal.
Yeah.
What?
Gunther is a German lawyer and politician of the Christian Democratic Union.
I told you he'd be powerful.
Hey, would Bob Costas count as a Bob?
No, 1,000 years old. There are no Bobs. There are no Bobs in pro sports.
Oh, yes. The guy on the Lions, Bob Muhammad.
His name's Almond D.
I thought I heard you call him Bob.
He's Aquaman Muhammad, whatever the hell his name is.
And that, my friends, is Four Nations or Foreign Politician.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we'll get to the ticket text. Couple of notes on the Pistons, because I'm very conflicted. Not in their turnaround, which is admirable. It's that it's taking place in a sewage dump. That is the NBA. But David, ticket text first. By the way, Rico's still Googling famous Bobs. Can't find any in sports.
Right, I'm not Googling the other. So.
Well, you can't. No.
I'm just going to stick with famous
Bobs. No. And again, it would have...
Donald Driver.
Right. No. That's what that's-
Carry on.
Someone says this game was amazing, but I need more Finnish names in the game next time. More Finnish, less Sweden.
What about Ole Jokinen?
All right,
good
keep
pull. Good.
I know. Teemu Selanne. I got a million. Just keep going. Just come on.
I would have guessed that.
I got that one.
Yeah, I would have guessed that.
I feel like Captain America. I know that one. I know that reference.
Put some respect on Bob Probert's name. Famous Bob. Ha ha. Game from Waterford.
Guys, that's 30 years ago. We're saying right now in sport, and this is not a topic. We are not doing this. I just made the point to Kenny in the segment. That's where it stays. Now, Rico's on a vision quest over here.
Won't you Google it? Won't you go ahead and Google it?
No, I did. And it reminds me of the time when the Chris Jones incident at the combine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember that
He was running the 40-yard dash. And
he remember the player where everything opened up?
Oh, yeah. Indeed.
That was Chris Jones.
Got it.
Someone says, what about
wardrobe
Bobby Portis?
I'm not doing this. Just stop. Stop.
Then let's move on. That's
and Bob famous. Is not the same as Bobby.
Famous Alquidines.
One, Muhammad.
Someone is saying that you get your elite card back, Mike.
Thank you.
You do get your hockey elite card
Thank back. You. Thank you.
You are right. There are no Bobs.
I know I'm right.
No. I mean, it's just like one of those, like,
Robert Thomas, St. Louis Blues, and that ends it. Let's
But he doesn't go by Bob.
Well, he could.
No, it's not about could.
He might.
Okay, it's the same reason that people that are named Richard don't identify as Dick. It's the truth. He was Richard Nixon. He didn't go by Dick Nixon.
Richard Sherman.
There's a ring to it, though.
Didn't go by Dick Sherman. That's my point. No one does that anymore. It's like a 1980s thing.
Bet you he did in Stanford.
Okay. Keep it moving. Let's get to the Pistons, shall we? So last night, they flatlined what used to be the Chicago Bulls. Second night in a row. There's nothing negative to say. Cade threw down the best dunk of his career. Pistons enter the All-Star break 3 games over .500, which normally wouldn't be great shakes. But for a franchise that hasn't won a playoff game in 15 years and has largely been historically bad over the last five, it's an unbelievably wonderful turnaround. So you're going, well, what's the problem? The problem is I can't watch the games because this league is trash. And it's not a shot at the Pistons. It's not their fault. But I, like a lot of America, can't watch the NBA right now. Ratings are in the tank for the NBA. Nationwide. League-wide. In the Eastern Conference, there are six teams that are over 500. Six. There are nine that are under. And when I say under, I mean under, like not trying awful. And the Bulls traded their best player. The Heat traded their best player. The Sixers' best player never plays. And the rest of the teams are a collection of stale vomit. On a night-to-night basis around the NBA, it is not even surprising anymore, much less shocking, to see a 30 or 40-point blowout. Case in point, the other night, Pistons 71, Chicago Police League 29. At half. What? That's not professionalism. That's not the Pistons being that good. That's the Bulls not wanting to be there. And that on a nightly basis is the NBA. So here's my question, guys. Well, how much of this turnaround can you really enjoy knowing the game blows?
Yeah, and I think the fact of knowing we haven't even hit the NBA All-Star yet.
And how many teams in the league, if you pull up the standings right now, could you come up with 12 teams that are actually trying? It's a disgrace. The league is at a low point in my lifetime as far as watchability. Effort is in question, homogenizing the style of play. And frankly, listen, the Pistons are able to take advantage of it, and they try, and I want to be happy for them. But can I be happy for them, but also tell you that I can't enjoy the games because it's so bad to watch?
No, you can, yeah. They should just cut the playoffs to six in the East.
They should cut the league to six. Teams. David, you watched last night. You were talking about, oh, my God, my kids want Cade jerseys. That's wonderful. Can you enjoy the games? Take that as a no?
No, I'm trying to. I mean, I can enjoy Cade. I can enjoy that we're in a playoff spot. But the games itself, I mean, the last couple of nights we played the Bulls, and it's just, I mean, 71 to 29, And then yesterday, okay, so the Bulls had a lead for a second. But once the Pistons decided to care, it was over. The Bulls don't care. They don't want to win these games. So, no, it was very tough watching these games the last couple times. And it's tough watching any NBA game. It really is.
And, you know, David, it boils down to, especially like in college, when you see your team beat directional school, it's great. It's fun. But you can take nothing from that game.
Right.
And you don't know how good you really are. You just know you beat Southwest Missouri State.
Right. And don't be a collection of Kenny Cotts. I don't want to talk to the 9 NBA fans in this town that do the league to watch anyways. And you watched when they won 15 games? You're not the point. The point, the NBA is largely unwatchable. And no, that's not some middle-aged white guy take. Ask anyone. The quality's never been worse. The effort's never been worse. The money's never been more egregious. And the likability quotient, the Q score of any of these superstars, it's in the toilet. So I juxtapose the Pistons turning it around, but it's amidst a sport that I find impossible to watch now.
And just when you want to start watching it because they made a trade and they sent Luka to the Lakers, you then see the Dallas overreaction that they're kicking people out of the stadium because they mouthed fire Nico, who was the general manager of the Mavericks. It's like, is this what we're doing? Like, PR-wise, no. PR-wise, if I'm Silver, I'm calling him up saying, that guy gets a courtside seat, okay? We got to do better than that. We cannot be this sensitive. But you're right. It is unwatchable. It's hard because, first of all, I'll still go back to the first thing you have to do to fix the NBA is you got to get the players to care about the league that they play in. Because once they start playing in the league and playing in actual games, you'll start caring again.
Can you imagine telling a hockey player that? Telling an NFL player that? Hell, baseball. And I often will tell you teams aren't trying in baseball because they're not spending, but that has nothing to do with the players on the field.
Right. No.
You don't see teams, maybe the White Sox, you don't see teams dogging it. The NBA, we've accepted, hey, Pistons played a team last night that didn't want to be there. What?
Right.
It's not the All-Star break yet.
Case in point, look at the Tigers in the last, 40 games of the year left for dead, and they just said, you know what? Nobody believes in us, and they straight up lived out Major League, the movie, and they just went out there and started winning and winning and winning because, right, they care. In the NBA, your star players, it's hard to bet on because you don't know if it's going to be a day where they're going to just take the day off.
It's also the style of play. It's just homogenized. It's boring. It's awful. And again, you know what? If you
The Celtics just shot another three.
I know. My team's one of the villains. I mean, the other night, I watched about, 5 to 7 minutes of Celtics-Knicks on national TV at MSG. You know what I saw? 17 50-foot shots. Yeah, some of them went in. Knicks are down 30 at home. I go, well, nothing to see here. It's a joke.
Yeah, I was watching last night. I saw the Goodhauser hit a three. So.
The Goodhauser. And you think I'm mean. 248-539-9797. We'll get to the, I'd say we'll get to the people. We'll just get to a person. And it shows you what's the truth. It shows you why you don't talk a lot of Pistons, and it shows you why you don't talk NBA in this town. The product's terrible. Ratings are down damn near 50% nationwide. And the Pistons are a fun story, but the reality is you have to watch them play NBA basketball. What was there to watch last night?
No. Especially last night was a little closer game, but the first night.
You're right. They won by 20.
The Bulls shot 22% from the 3-point line.
David, but at least the game was closer for a little bit. It wasn't 72-10 at halftime.
248-539-9797. We'll get the ticket text and we'll go to the caller next.
They're dialing up now.
Look at them.
Wow. There we go.
Wow. We'll get a little football in the mix in about 10 minutes. Get back to the Bregman business of the day, but we've got some people who want to rap about it. I've said it. I mean, the Pistons, it's been phenomenal. Bickerstaff, it deserves so much credit. Just from where we were with Monty Williams, talk about not wanting to be here. And then you get Bickerstaff walking through the door. And yes, Cade evolving into the superstar you want. The problem, it's in a league that they're openly telling you the regular season means nothing. The players on a night-to-night basis, God forbid you take your kids to a game. You don't even know if they're going to care.
That's league-wide. That's not a statement about the Pistons. Pistons care.
Yeah, they're actually playing.
But it's just, it's not watchable.
If somebody from the Pistons is not playing that night, no, they're hurt.
Oh, yeah. This is like one of four teams in the league that have accountability.
Yeah, they're hurt. Like, oh, it's not just, you know.
You know when I'm going to get really locked in on the Pistons? Truthfully, this summer. Show me. Make the move. Get Cade as Robin. And let's go. And then next year they can make an ascension in the East. That's how quick it can happen.
You're right.
Here and now, this is cute, but it's largely empty calories. They're not going nowhere this
year. Yeah, because they didn't do anything in the trade deadline.
And that's okay. That's okay. Right. They wanted to let it percolate. Right,
right, but it's one of those, I'm not going to trade away the future because do we really think we can win the whole thing?
This summer, Lauri Markkanen, lock it up.
That's a great move.
Then I'm in. But let's go to people, see what they have to say about it. Fred's going to bat leadoff. Go ahead, Freddie. What's going on?
Well, I think you guys are putting too fine a point on this. Now, I'm going to agree with you that the league got soft during, like, the Steph Curry era when he was ascending and all that. But I'm starting to see more physicality in the league, and I appreciate it. I'm starting to see guys use the hook shot more. I'm starting to see a little more bumping and banging in the post. So all is not lost, I guess, is the point I'm making.
Rico?
Am I wrong?
Fred, you know I don't agree with you because I feel like the last time I saw a post up, it was Kevin McHale.
I just say very little unless you're watching Denver.
Yeah, Jokic is a 1-of-1. He's a unicorn. But like outside of that, where Fred, when I say it's homogenized, everyone is playing the same brand basically. There is no differentiators.
Well, they're all doing that. Run the ball up the court and kick it to the guy who's just standing in the corner and let him do a three-point shot.
Yep,
I'll give you that one there.
And Fred, that's what kills me.
Back down guys in the post every night.
Listen, Fred, if you're enjoying it, God bless. But for me, it just takes away from, man, it would be so much more exciting if this league was putting out a good product. Then I can appreciate what the Pistons are doing. I mean, the reality is the last two nights in Chicago, you won by 60 points because the other team simply did not want to play basketball for money. That's embarrassing. That doesn't happen in any other league. And if you say in the last couple weeks of the NFL, fine. It's not even the All-Star break.
Yeah.
This league has a credibility issue. And that's the juxtaposition to the Pistons' ascension that I struggle with. As an NBA guy, as someone who loves the league, as someone who does the league pass, I have never watched less than this year. It's so bad.
Yeah, you're right. If this was the end of March and the Bulls were like, okay, you know what? We're just trying to get in position at this point.
You do what you got to
get it. But this is February 10th, 11th, whatever it was before the break. Yeah.
And the problem is the Bulls aren't even the biggest offender. Look around this league. I mean, Jesus, hell, look last year. Look where we were. That's what makes the Pistons, what they've done is so respectable and it's so commendable. But why does it have to be in a league that has gotten... I feel like the league is cratered out.
They just need a hard... You're right, a hard reset. Just that come-to-Jesus moment where Silver sits down with the general managers and says, guys, we got a major problem on our hands. And we got to fix this. And really, no idea is off to limits. What do we do to fix this thing?
Charles, 97.1. What's up, Charles?
Hey, how we doing, guys?
Good. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I definitely agree with you, man. The product just in general for the NBA right now is just super boring, super unwatchable. And I think personally, a big reason for me is I just feel like, you know, it's such a long, drawn out season that in the middle of the season like this, it just feels like the games don't matter. Like with the NFL, like, you know, you only got 17 games and, you know, every player is going out, giving it their 100 every single game. It just doesn't feel that way with the NBA. And then, on top of that, it's like you got guys who can just decide whenever they want to play. You know, like Kawhi. Even though he's been nursing an injury for a while, he just decides, you know, whenever he wants. He just plays whenever he wants.
I think in a lot of ways, the NBA and college basketball have done the same thing, and it's very dangerous. They have told you the regular season doesn't mean anything. For college, it's the continued obsession with March Madness and now this looming expansion. They're telling you the regular season means nothing. And in the NBA, I mean, think about it. Charles, you said it, 82 games? Are you kidding me? Not in today's world.
I mean, I'll pay attention more, you know, come playoffs. But right now, man, it's just like I have no motivation to. I can't.
No, and think about and Charles, you're not wrong. I don't think I'm wrong. But think about how unfair that is to the Pistons. They're doing everything we've asked them to do, and yet you tune in and you're going, well, I mean, look at this other team. I mean, it's like watching the Washington Generals on a nightly basis. I can't. Charles, I don't know what to do. I'm totally flabbergasted.
I mean, I've scoreboard watched the Pistons, but I'm still not sitting down and actually watching the game.
Not appointment
viewing.
It's great
to see what they've been able to do.
That's right. No, I'm with Charles there. Charles, appreciate it. No, I do think the NBA has become just a scoreboard watch league. How do you invest your night in this?
Well, yeah, because most games end up being blowouts. So, yeah, unless that's your favorite team that you watch, it's rare that you get that game. You're like, man, this is going to be a good game. And I really don't care about either team, but I want to watch the game. And I know it's college, and I know it was on Peacock. But, yeah, David, that Purdue-Michigan game, I wanted to watch that thing. It was worth watching. Both teams went out there and tried.
Yeah, it was on Peacock. I never got to it. Sorry.
But you saw a good
Let game. Me ask you two a question. I'm asking you.
Just joking with you, Rico.
I'm not listening to you, David. You got the devil in you today.
I'm asking you two a question. So which brand of basketball is better currently on Thursday, February 13th, 2025? Pro or college? I think they're both terrible. That's why I'm staying out of this. NBA or college? What's better?
I'm going to say college. For the reason that it's going to sound like cliche, but it's true. They care about the name on the front, not the back. They're out there playing to win. They want to make the tournament because it's not a guarantee out of 300-some teams that you're going to be in the NCAA tournament.
Okay. He says college. David?
It pains me to say this, but it's based off what you just said. I look forward to matchups in college right now versus anything in the NBA.
Saturday, Auburn and Alabama's got way more cachet than any regular season basketball game. Sorry.
Can't wait.
Right, if you were like, hey, it's going to be Celtics versus the Grizzlies.
Yeah, hang up. Yep.
I'm a Celtics fan.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But yes, but if you tell me all of a sudden, hey, there's Kentucky, Alabama, or Kentucky, Texas.
Yeah.
All right, I want to see this game. So that's why for right now, like in the NBA, it's – they've already cast their lots. You're going to be a playoff team. You're going to be a draft pick team. Well, they have. You can stop the season right now and just tell all the teams, take 3 months, get healthy, practice plays. We'll see you in May for the playoffs.
Sounds like the Joel Embiid plan.
But it would work.
David, ticket text coming in. What do you got?
I have zero interest in the NBA. I don't care if the Pistons won the championship. Doesn't matter. It
okay,
is boring.
In the same breath that, okay, I don't want to talk to Minnie Hooper today. I also don't, I'm not talking to you. You're never going to give basketball a chance.
It doesn't sound like
you were never interested. You never will be. And that's okay. But this is not about you. This is about people who kind of enjoy hoops to moderately enjoy it. And the product is so bad, it's hurting your ability to appreciate what your own team is doing.
Well, take this one from Brian. As a member of the basketball elite, the NBA is unwatchable. Coach my 9-year-old son's team. They don't even have a 3-point line, but all the kids want to launch the YOLO shot.
There you go.
Thanks, Steph. It's awful and it's affecting the game.
What I believe you're seeing now is the byproduct of roughly a decade of a slow burn of players not learning how to play the actual sport they play. And they arrive in the NBA, which is not a place to learn how to play. They don't have any actual skills other than athleticism and YOLO balls.
Mike, you may have hit upon something. It's the, because before Steph, everybody wanted to dunk because that was Jordan. It was Vince Carter. That was the thing, but you needed skills to do that. You look at Steph, no offense to Steph, but you know, you're never going to confuse him for Michael Jordan. You're never going to confuse him for Kobe Bryant, but he can hit that three. It's the equalizer. I don't need a ton of talent to go down in the paint. I could just shoot over everybody, and I'll make millions of dollars.
Now you got power forwards who do nothing but stand in the corner. I mean, I'm sorry. It's ridiculous. 248-539-9797.
You must sound like that's me when I'm watching the Memphis Grizzlies telling Jaren, get into the paint. Quit shooting threes.
Well, maybe you should bring Ben Carter off the bench.
He would go down low.